It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. You can now watch on-demand TV from Comcast through your Xbox, as long as you're a Comcast customer and obviously have an Xbox. The shows you watch won't count against your internet usage cap for the month, so you won't be in danger of going over your limit, and you can watch TV all day if you want. Susan Crawford from Harvard Law School says that's fine unless you want to watch something other than Comcast.
Imagine if you're a Netflix subscriber and you're loving watching your high-definition movies over the internet, and in fact you've chosen to do that because you're sick of paying the really high package bundle prices that Comcast charges. And if you're a Netflix customer watching those high-def movies, you may hit Comcast's cap. So contrast that to this Xbox service, which will feel exactly the same. It's just streaming video. This service isn't subject to those caps.
That's because the Comcast service isn't traveling over the internet in the same way Netflix is. Now listen to Susan here. She's going to use a word for this not quite the internet system.
This will make online video feel like it should be free to people. They'll feel that it's unreasonable to have to pay for a Netflix subscription service, much less pay for overages for exceeding their data caps, and they'll just say, well, forget that. I'm going over to this Schminternet, this other thing, which feels just like internet streaming video, but doesn't have me hit any of these caps or pay any of these extra fees.
Schminternet, stuff getting to you through a private network like Comcast is using. Now, there are rules in place for the internet. A provider like Comcast has to treat all internet content the same. Nothing gets preferential treatment. That's the idea of net neutrality. But those rules don't apply to Comcast using this Schminternet. Larry Downs is an internet analyst.
They don't use the internet protocol. They use a different protocol than if, say, you're using that same cable to get access to a website or do your email or so on and so forth. So just on its face, the kind of content that Comcast is doing here with its on-demand service is not subject to the open internet rules at all.
So you'll have your Xbox, and you'll see that you can watch, I don't know, Cheers through Netflix or through Comcast. Netflix will count against your monthly limit. Comcast won't. Columbia Law professor Tim Wu, the guy who first coined the term net neutrality, says Comcast is tipping the playing field.
The whole idea of net neutrality is to try and guarantee that similar content gets treated similarly. And you think about it for a second, if something doesn't count against your caps, obviously, it's getting a preferential treatment. You're more likely to stream that.
We have more on this issue at MarketplaceTech.org. Just search on Schminternet. Now a new segment, bug or feature. When technology gets a bit strange, we figure out if it's a problem, a bad thing, a bug, or something good, helpful, a feature. I'll make the case for bug. Producer Larissa Anderson will argue feature. Twitter says something is causing accounts to randomly unfollow people.
So you thought you had signed up to get tweets from Bob, and then suddenly you're not, even though you never unfollowed Bob.
Well, this is obviously a bug. Twitter says so and is trying to fix it.
Let's think about it. This is really a feature. It's the perfect cover. Let's just say you have someone you're following just to be nice. Now you can drop them. And if they ask you about it, just blame Twitter.
Ooh, cold. Now I'm staying with bug. Because maybe it dropped a good friend and then you have to follow them again and they're going to wonder why you are just now following them. It's awkward.
Feature. Fewer people to follow on Twitter, less time spent on Twitter, more chances to get work done or go outside.
Ooh. Hmm. Feature bug?
All right. Feature bug.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Mo.